Be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priests, and offer your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. Last night I was doing the Saturday 5 p.m. Mass, and it was packed, and I was so happy. Then I realized it's Super Bowl Sunday weekend, right? There's something so uniquely American about Super Bowl Sunday, is there not? It's kind of one of those days, along with 4th of July or Thanksgiving, where it really, really kind of characterizes who we are as a nation. So today we have the 49ers going against the Kansas City Chiefs. And you know, I hope we get to gather with people that we love and eat some good food and have a really good time. But no matter which team wins today, whether it be the 49ers or the Chiefs, that still will not be the greatest team that ever assembled. Because the greatest team that ever assembled, I'm looking at right now. You, God's team, the people of God, who are called to do great things on a daily basis for him. So we're not battling today for a Super Bowl trophy or for a plaque or an award. What we do as God's team on a daily basis is do good things for one another. You know, prior to my last parish, when Together in Mission Weekend came around, I dreaded it. I thought, here goes the archdiocese again, right? Here's something that we have to do. But Together in Mission for me now is very personal. When I applied to be a pastor for the very first time in 2014, and I stood in front of the personnel board, and I was scared. You go into this room, and there's about 20 people in there. And they said, "Where do you want to go?" And I jokingly said this, "Where I know where you will never send me." And they said, "Where? American Martyrs? St. Monica's? Or Holy Family South Pasadena?" Let me tell you, God has a great sense of humor, does he not? And I just thought of those three parishes when I told them that. But they sent me to where God needed me to be at the time. They sent me to a place, Atwater Village, not too far away from here. And on my very first day there, as their new parish priest, I called a staff meeting. And there's no hall at this parish. There's no parish center. So the staff meeting took place at the dining room of the rectory. And when I walked in, there were two holy women there sitting there. But after 10 minutes, I looked at them and I said, "Well, where's the rest of the staff?" They said, "Father, we are the staff. We are the staff." I said, "Okay." Nobody told me that it was the pastor's job to open the church on Sundays. So my first Sunday, I go out there and there's an angry mob waiting for me. "Father, the church is supposed to be open at 6:30. It was 7:20 in the morning." Right? Not a good first impression. But you know what the heart of that parish was? The young people. Holy Trinity School has only 120 kids in it. The principal is also the full-time 6th, 7th, and 8th grade math and science teacher. When a teacher called out, you're looking at the substitute teacher right now. But you know what? The people are so very good at every parish I've ever been at. Does it matter how wealthy, how poor, what the color of your skin is? We're all part of God's team, are we not? And the only reason that school was able to stay open was because of Together in Mission funding. And it was hard to leave, because I was supposed to be there 5 more years. And you know, when you put your heart and soul into a community, and when you leave unexpectedly, it is hard. But God's infinite wisdom. This past week, I was speaking to our business manager, and she said, "Father, there's some fund set aside that Cambria had established, a fund for Catholic schools." She says, "Do you know of a school that could need help?" And I said, "I actually do. My last parish school desperately needs help." So they connected, and last week, on behalf of all of you, the good people of Holy Family, I was able to deliver a check to Holy Trinity School. And when I handed it to the principal, she just started crying. And she hugged me. She says, "You know, you don't have any idea how much we needed this right now. We weren't able to make payroll this week." You know, and that put me into perspective of how blessed we are here at Holy Family, you know, and our beautiful resources here. So on behalf of the principal at Holy Trinity School and the kids there, she wanted me to tell you today, thank you. Thank you for being the good people that you are. Thank you for always rising to the occasion and doing what God's asking us to do. So that's what Together in Mission is about. We are one team, God's people here in the Archdiocese of LA. And how we look out and care for one another defines us of who we are. And I know the goodness of you all. I've only been here, this is my 5th month, but I see the good people that you are. And I know the good that you do. So I'm not going to stand up here today and tell you, please fill out line 1. You all are very intelligent. You know what to do, right? I was joking. The Archdiocese was sending my mail to my last parish, but when it came to asking for money, they found my new address at Holy Family, right? And they up it every year, don't they? So I'm asking you today on behalf of the good people of the Archdiocese of LA to open your hearts once again. And many of you have already received mailings, and we ask you and encourage you to turn those pledges in as soon as possible. But if you've never done it before, these envelopes are in the pew for the good people that you are. So has God blessed you, yes or no?
Yes.
He's blessed all of us in so many different ways. And how wonderful it could be if you and your family could be a blessing to one another once again. So what I want us to do right now, let's just bow our heads and spend a few seconds in silence. Reflect upon how God has blessed you in your life. And how can you once again answer the call to help those in need? So my dear friends, on behalf of the people, just like myself, who received funding for this, I thank you for the good people you are. And no matter who wins the Super Bowl, you're already part of the winning team, the team of Jesus Christ. So thank you, and may God bless you. So bring this home with your family this week and pray about it, and God willing, we'll make our goal together, okay? So remember, 49ers or Chiefs, doesn't matter. Jesus is a Raider fan anyway, all right? God bless you.
Thank you, Father.
You can tell he belongs to you. He belongs here. And he's got fire. I mean, he's got fire. No coercion, just an invitation coming from the heart. And that's what really pays off here at Holy Family, because we have never been short on Together in Mission. Your generosity has never been wanting. So It's a privilege to have Father Ricky here and to have you listen to his invitation. Let me say 1 minute about that gospel reading. In the town where I grew up in Ireland, there's a cathedral, a middle-aged cathedral called St. Mary's. It was a Catholic cathedral originally, but taken over by the Anglicans during the Reformation. And in that cathedral, back to the Middle Ages now, there is in the sanctuary, side of the sanctuary, a window like this. It's called the leper's squint, because way back in the Middle Ages, lepers were not allowed to come into the church. So they would stay outside, and interestingly, the window allowed them to see the priest when he raised the host at the consecration of the Mass, raised the host and the chalice. That was their moment of belonging. But they were not allowed into the church because they were lepers, and the people were afraid of leprosy. They were shut out because the people were afraid. So now I want to ask you to think about this. Who are the lepers today that we are shutting out of the church because we're afraid they might infect us? They're different. They're not like us. And so, lest they should infect us in any way, we exclude them. Who in your family is different? And like the leper, they exclude us. Not only does Jesus heal the leper, now notice this, he touches the leper. So who in your life, in your family, or in our church must we touch and welcome because we are not afraid? That's a 1 minute homily. Okay.